93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. Lance, Jeremy Warner. Don't forget Cardinals Marlins live from St. Louis. You'll hear them loud and clear right here on the new Connect FM. 6:20 is pregame tonight, 7:05 first pitch at Busch Stadium. We are the home of Cardinal Baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We are also the home of Nate Bussey, is what I'm thinking, and he is fired up. Nate Bussey, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I could tell when I got on the phone with you, you are just so excited. That had to have just been an unbelievable dream come true experience this weekend.
Oh, it definitely was, man. You know, I was sitting on pins and needles when we got to the seventh round, and, you know, my phone rang, and it was the phone call. It was the phone call I've been waiting for my entire life, honestly. So it finally came through, and it was just a blessing.
And Nate, you're the 243rd overall pick, and you should get into the predictions here, because when we had you on last week before the draft, we asked you one team that's sticking out to you that you're going to watch, and you said the New Orleans Saints, and come Saturday, you're a New Orleans Saint, so you called it, man.
Yeah, I kind of called it a little bit. I just, you know, I looked at how things were going, the process was going for me, and the best fit for Nate Bussey, as well as the people around me. So we all agreed that New Orleans Saints would be the best place, even if I went undrafted and things like that. But a dream came true. I went to the team that we all felt was the right place, and now to becoming a part of a great organization, the New Orleans Saints organization, is just like I said, a dream come true.
Tay and Jay Show talking with Nate Bussey, former Illini, now a New Orleans Saint linebacker. And I'm sure Saturday was a long day, Nate. Just talk about what that was like. When did you start getting nervous that you might not get drafted?
I didn't start getting nervous until after the sixth round. During the sixth round. When the sixth round came, I kind of figured that, this could be my time right here, my moment of glory. In between these two rounds, sixth, seventh round. And once the Saints had their the 224th pick, I believe,
yeah.
And my phone didn't ring, I just got a little nervous. But I just stuck with it, and everybody around me would just say, Nate, just stay positive. It's coming. They got another pick in this round. And I was just like, okay, I'm trying, but I'm up pacing and nervous energy and a lot of stuff like that. But when that pick came up for 243rd and the Saints was on the clock, my phone rang, and it was the phone call that I've been waiting for.
Well, Nate, I got nervous when we were picking for dodgeball in elementary school gym class. I can't imagine what you guys go through. What was your reaction when you saw your name on the screen, when you got that telephone call? Were there tears in the room? Was there jumping around?
Oh, definitely. It was definitely a lot of tears because I didn't get a chance to even hear them call my name or see my name on the screen because I had stepped outside because I had started crying already once they told me they was about to pick me with the next pick. And my mom came over and she was just like, you made it. She started crying and made me cry even more. And it was just a very exciting feeling and, you know, it was just tears of joy, you know, the big accomplishment for a guy like me coming from where I came from. And, you know, it was just a lot of tears of joy. And everybody was just happy for me.
So no one had a DVR'd for you? You still haven't seen the Nate Bussey come across the screen?
I still haven't seen it to this day. my cousin has it DVR'd. He takes the whole entire draft. So I might go back and look at it. But as of right now, I'm just taking my moment and running with it.
Well, listen, Nate, I've got it as well. So you bring the beer and we'll sit down and we'll watch it. I haven't had a chance to watch it either. Well, Nate, I think two things that are interesting. When we had talked to you before and had you on, we talked about, okay, if we get to that seventh round, sometimes like a guy like Fred Wakefield mentioned that it was better for him not to be selected in that seventh round because then he could kind of pick his team. But what's interesting is, not only, you were selected in that seventh round, but it was by the Saints. And I think that makes it worth it, right? Because, again, like you said, that's the team all along that you thought you could go to and make some hay with, correct?
Yes, sir, definitely. And when that came, with the situation with the lockout and things like that, I was always telling my mom and them, I say, you know, I would just be happy to just be a draft pick, you
right.
know? I know whatever round I go in, I still got to go in and work hard, you know, make the team and things like that. So right now with the lockout situation, I just would like to be a draft pick. And it was to the team that I was hoping to go to, and it was just a blessing because that team is really the best fit and a great organization to be around. And, you know, it just happens to be the seventh round, but
sure.
If it was the eighth round or the ninth round, you know, the knockout punch was going to come when it came.
Nate Bussey, former Illini, now current New Orleans Saints. And talk a little bit about that lockout. That's the beauty this year, as I just touched on, maybe not getting drafted and waiting around. But that would be a scary proposition this year. So it's nice to have that seventh round locked in because of this lockout.
It's definitely nice to have that seventh round locked in because of the lockout. You know, I can't talk to the coaches and things like that. Just heard their voice on draft day when they drafted me, and that was about the only time that I could talk to them. And once everything gets situated and the lockout is officially over, you know, I'm looking forward to being around those guys and meeting them, especially going in and trying to work hard.
Tane J Show talking with Nate Bussey. And Nate, a guy a lot of people know around here that's on the Saints now, Greg McMahon, was an assistant coach here for about 12, 13 years from Rantoul, the special teams guy there. Was he the guy on the phone? And I'm guessing he was the guy pulling for you because special teams seems like that's where you're going to be, make your fit in the NFL.
Oh, definitely. I talked to Coach McMahon on that day after, you know, they called my name. And he definitely was pulling for me, and I was pulling to be with him. Coach McMahon was the first guy I talked to throughout the process. And it was just a blessing, you know, for them to pull for me or to, you know, pick me in the seventh round and to be, and I can be around some guys that really, really, truly loves me. And, you know, it's going to be great to be a great fit for that organization, going in there playing special teams for Coach McMahon, a well-respected special teams coordinator in the NFL.
So, Nate, is it all special teams for you? Is that kind of what they said? This is what you're going to do?
Well, they just, you know, I hang my hat on special teams because any way I can make the team, I'm going to do everything the coaches need me to do. So, going in and playing every special team will be the best fit for me right now. And if I get on the, get a chance to play on defense, and I'm going to, you know, do everything I can and try to stay on that team as well.
Well, I know what I'm doing. In Madden next year, when I've got my Arizona Cardinals, I'm trading for Nate Bussey so he can be on my team. What do you think of going now? You got Martez going there as well. Does that give you a little bit of a nice feeling knowing that you're going to know somebody at least? I mean, I can't imagine how awe-inspiring that is to go. I can't imagine just starting a new job, which I've done, obviously, but then to do it at the NFL level against like Drew Brees and some of these guys, that's got to just be an unbelievable thing. So to know that Martez is going to be there, plus a Pierre Thomas, that's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel great, you know, and that I got a couple of other Illinois alumni to be a part of a great organization with me. And going down there with Martez and been playing alongside him again, like the last couple years at Illinois, is going to be a tremendous opportunity for me once again, and especially playing on the team with a guy like Drew Brees. You know, so I know he's the leader of that team and the leader of the offense, and I know we're going to be doing a lot of good things, and I just can't wait to get down to meet him. Especially another guy, Jonathan Vilma, the linebacker down there. So everybody seems like, you know, they're ready for us to get in and come to work. And they like us, and I love them. So just ready to go down there and go to work.
Talking with Nate Bussey. And, Nate, what's the plan now with this lockout? Are you going to stay around Champaign, work out with all the guys that have been working out up here?
No, I actually reached out to Jonathan Vilma. And I might be, they have like their own, they running their own team thing. So I don't know. I might be in New Orleans soon, hopefully. But I'm talking to my parents and them and things like that, you know, because of the lockout, can't really talk to anybody. So I'm just waiting to see. I'm just going to keep working out until I hear further notice about where I can go or what I can do.
Jeremy, Nate Bussey's already dropping names. You hearing that?
Yeah, Jonathan Vilma.
It's like, yeah, I reached out to Vilma.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nate, have you been to New Orleans? I know you've probably been there to meet with the coaches, but have you been able to enjoy it?
I've never been to New Orleans. Wow. I didn't even get a chance to go meet with the coaches. I've never been. It's going to be the first time experience for me.
Well, do you like seafood?
I love seafood.
There you go.
That's your city. It's a good fit for you, Nate.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Well, Nate Bussey, I can tell just from your voice how excited you are, and congratulations to you and the three other Illini. Have you had a chance to talk to those other three guys at all?
I talked to my Tez, like, right before I called in just now. That was about it. I haven't talked to the rest of the guys. Okay. Hopefully I get a chance to see them soon.
Well, I'm sure Coach Zook and Coach Koning and all these guys are extremely excited and proud to know that you're heading to New Orleans to represent the Illini. Just have fun with it, Nate, and congratulations from us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. That is Nate Bussey. We will be seeing him in the NFL, and we can't wait. Thanks, Nate. I cannot wait to see. I mean, how cool is that going to be?
And you're going to play him in Madden.
Yes. Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, how big of a deal is that for these guys? Oh. You know, these 7-6-round guys actually get to be on Madden.
Listen,
now.
Listen, you know, quietly they love
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how cool would that? I mean, you know, you've probably done this. You've probably created yourself.
I did when I was a kid.
Yeah,
right. I'm sure you go home and do it.
No, I don't, actually. I don't. But I could see.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right, I do.
I know.
I'm always the huge linebacker.
Oh, you're a linebacker, I was going to say.
No, I'm the quarterback.
Oh, see, I do go linebacker because that's what I played in high school.
I think that's, you think Bussey will have the hair? I mean, in the back of the.
That's his trademark.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be able to read his name in the back of his jersey.
And I'm trying to think, like, the Saints, I'm trying to think of that kind of that linebacker / secondary kind of where they're at. Is Sharper still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Nate is a special teams guy. I mean, he might give you some depth at linebacker, can work in it outside linebacker. Maybe safety. Maybe he can be a strong safety, a backup there, but special teams is where he's going to make or break himself. So, and you know he's good at it.
Yes.
He's great at it. It's a perfect fit. Congratulations to Nate. But we're going to talk a little Bulls.
Yeah.
Atlanta Hawks. That series starts tonight, about an hour and 15 minutes till tip-off. How long does this series go, and who wins? 359 call, 217-359-2255.
It's A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.